I grew up in a non-Christian family in southeast of China. My mom is actually a Buddhist, and my dad is also non-Christian. They loved me very much and encouraged me to learn whatever I'm interested. But we never spent a lot of time talking about religions or Christianity. I first go to the church. It's a very big church, 5 minutes walk from my university. An old friend from high school took me there. I remember the first talk I heard is from a professor from our university about the innocent lamb. And after the talk, everyone in the church prayed for a lady who suffered from sickness. I was not Christian back then, but I remember I feel too connected to everyone else there because I feel everyone is sometimes helpless. And then afterwards, I start to prepare to study abroad. I became very busy for a while. I struggled to squeeze 3 hours sleep in 3 days. I didn't go home for summer holidays to do all those interns and projects and English qualifications. And I also exchanged to another country in the 3rd year. So I didn't go home for a very long while. And also I didn't even bother to call them very often to ask if they are well. So I thought myself was a very good person, very strong and study very hard. But deep down, I feel very tiring and lonely. The feeling was piling up in my heart. But it's nothing compared to the pain when I heard both of my grandpas passed away when I was not home. So I heard my granddad asked for me before he passed away, but I didn't even get a chance to go home to be there for him and to talk see him the last time. So I found myself it's like an endless dark corridor, and I didn't know why I was there or where to go. For a very long while, I don't know what to do. And one day, I was walked along the Furong Lake. It's a lake in our university with the same Christian friend. We had a long conversation. I don't remember what exactly we talk about, but maybe how he grew up in a Christian family or something. But I remember I suddenly feel like I was so naive and selfish to only thought about myself and even be proud of myself. And so the changes happened slowly in myself. I would say if I didn't have the conversation, I would not have been here at all. And look back, I think I was never alone. God taught me through all those sorrows, parting from my loved ones, and also the help that I didn't deserve back then. So I was very grateful. And I got to know Miranda in CAS Business School in London here, and we became very close friends after graduation. She brought me here to Redeemer Croydon and offered a dinner on Wednesday for Will and I. And Will at that night explained how we sin by ignoring the God and led us to pray at the night. So with their help, I asked God's forgiveness and put my trust in Jesus' death to pay for my sin. I then joined the Christian Explore classes. Derek and Joyce from Christchurch Bromley gave the classes at Will's place. I'm very excited and very happy they can be here today. So we did homework for the courses. We did homework. We studied the Gospel of Mark. We watched the videos, and we got extra reading materials at home. CJ and I were encouraged to ask a lot of questions, and Derek, Joyce, and Will answer the questions deeply through their own journey with God. They are very, very encouraging. I'm very grateful for getting to know God. Not only getting to know God, but also feeling God's love, actually. Derek and Joyce pick me up from the station and send me back every week. They live in Bromley, so it's not on the way. And we are receiving the warmest welcome from Will's place. I get to say hello to Nate and Oscar every now and then. And CJ and I we become friends. And not to say how much fun I had with Miranda through the whole journey. I'm very blessed to know her. And finally, I would say my favorite verses in Bible are Corinthians chapter 13, 4-8. I'll read it now. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Although I'm nowhere near the perfect love, but hope every one of us can feel the deepest love from God through every breath, and hope we can forgive before it's too late. And there are so many to learn in the journey ahead, but I'm confident to strengthen my faith with all of you together. Thank you.